Fuck you.
No, fuck you.
Nerd off, nerd off, nerd off.
Salutations. Welcome to another episode of The Nerd Off, the nerd podcast that we do on the Black Autist Premium Network. I'm your host, Rod. I am joined, as most times, by some other nerds. This time, we have my man Chris from the Insanity Check Podcast and MovieTrailerReviews.net. What's up, Chris?
What's going on?
Chilling, man. Glad you can make it. I know you went through quite the ordeal this week, and you know, we were nervous that you weren't going to be able to make the show, man, but I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, thanks, man.
We also have Neo Nerd, Nerd in Denial, who's finally out of the closet and being loud and proud. It's Karen. What's going on?
I am here.
Glad you could make it, too.
Thank you.
And we also have, been a while since she's been on, but everybody knows her from, We Nerd Hard, 12 After Dark, everything. It's Najayla Reed, aka Blazing Bitch, blazingbitch.com with a Y. What's going on, Najayla?
I'm feeling pretty awesome.
Good. I'm glad you can make it, man. You know, was just randomly talking about Godzilla on my Facebook page, and Najayla chimed in that she had seen it, and she had seen Amazing Spider-Man 2, and I was like, oh man, you should come do the show. It's been a while. So, you know, got Najayla.
I love coming here.
Say that again.
I'm excited. I love coming here.
Well, I'm glad. Let's go ahead and get started, man. We do a very simple little warm-up exercise here, the blackout tips for the Nerd Off. I'm just gonna go around the virtual room and ask everybody, what have they been playing and what have they been watching, and I'm adding, what have you been reading if it's nerd related? So not just everything, but if you're reading some nerd shit, comic books, whatever, you could throw that in. I'll start with you first, Karen. What have you been watching? What have you been reading? What have you been playing?
Well, all I gotta say is Arrow, 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 and some more the Arrow. I have finished watching it, and it is excellent. I didn't realize how much I was enjoying it until one night. I think I sat and I watched like 4, 5, 6 episodes straight, and didn't even realize that much time had passed. And I was like, "Shit, it's 1 a.m. Fuck, I gotta go to work in the morning." And when I got finished, because I had forgot you had got it for me on that Amazon Instant Prime Watch thing. Mm-hmm. And whenever the new episodes go up, they automatically add to it because it's literally like live. So I was like, well, I don't know if I was going to be able to watch the season finale. And then I went flying through and I got to the end. I was like, what the next one? I was like, oh, shit, that was the season finale. And all I got to say is, goddamn, it was an excellent watch. It's going to be so much shit today set up. It's so many questions I have. I enjoy the storyline. I enjoy the writing. Me and Roger talked about it. I'm glad that this is its own separate entity. I'm glad that they have the freedom and the luxury to create their own world, their own timeline, their own space.
And by separate entity means separate from the movies.
Yes, separate from the movies, where they can basically do their own thing and create their own world. I'm glad it has no connections or anything. I'm glad, you know, it's its own thing. Everything else, I don't have nothing because I've been watching Arrow.
Yeah, you actually watched all of Arrow in like 3 to 4 weeks. Like, it was crazy.
I told you, man, I was sitting.
Chris, what'd you say?
I was like, you can never get her to finish other things.
Yeah, nothing. Like, this is amazing. Like, because Karen typically gets behind on everything. I end up looking at the DVR like, should I just delete this shit? You know, I don't know what I'm waiting on. Karen's not gonna watch it anyway. And you know, Karen breezed through the first season and she's like, well, I guess I have to wait till, you know, the second season's on DVD or whatever. I was like, you like it so much, I'll just get the season pass from Amazon And Karen breezed through that shit too, man. And I was actually shocked talking to her last night when I was like, wait, you're finished? You like, you watched the finale? And, you know, I knew she had watched it because when we sat down for dinner, she just said, nigga, slay.
It's greatness. It's because the, for those of you that have not seen it, it's one of those things where people kind of, how can I say it? People kind of treat Arrow almost the same respect, which is rare, that I see people treat The Walking Dead. Whenever you talk to anybody that's a huge Walking Dead fan, that's actually have read the comics, and you talk to anybody else about it, the first question they ask you is where you are. And then they'll talk to you from there. Like, you know, almost like they'll talk to your, to where you are to get that conversation with you. They won't really spoil anything or talk about anything. And that's kind of how it was when I was like, I'm watching it. And I was like, I wanted to live tweet about it, but I was like, I don't want to, because I'm be mad at somebody busting from the timeline and ruin it for me. Cause I really want to, you know, fully fledged watch it and enjoy it. And it was one of them things where I was like, cause I kept hitting Chris up as I was, you know, progressing along. Like, nigga, this is excellent. And it was just one of those things where just the whole dynamic and how characters change and how characters grow and how you think one thing and something else happened, and how it talks about Oliver and his experience on the island, and how the there's no pointless flashbacks, and how anything that they do is all for your benefit. It's one of the few shows that I've have ever seen that doesn't really, if they put a question out there, it's gonna have an answer eventually. Like, it might not be, you know, right now, it might not even be to next season, but eventually, if you have a question, they'll answer it. And I, and for me as a comic book fan, I enjoyed the show. I enjoyed the development of the characters. I didn't really read the Arrow, so a lot of this is brand new to me, but it's just one of those things for me personally, it's just been a very, very fun and enjoyable ride. And something else I must say that really kind of makes me angry, and it's amazing at how now, just like we're in the golden age of video games, we're actually in the golden age of television shows. And it's amazing how there are so many great and wonderful television shows where they're having creativity, especially when it comes to comic books and comic book movies, because so, do people not remember how bad and how terrible old shit used to be? They get so caught up in their nostalgia that they don't want to forget that the technology is better, the story writing is better. You're talking about children that grew up with that bullshit and was like, I'm going to do some better shit, and they have. And it's just one of those things where, for me, I've really enjoyed the ride.
Cool, man. And yeah, the finale was off the hook, man.
Yes, it was.
Just great.
The finale was so good. I waited till Rod. The last few episodes, or actually like the last half of the season, I usually end up watching the show before Rod does. And I'll be waiting for Rod to live tweet it just so I can be like, nigga. Yep. That's the same shit I said. Yeah, man.
Yeah. The only thing
I feel really bad because I hate watch Arrow.
Yeah, I know you. I know Najayla.
I have so much disdain for Arrow as a show.
Yeah, she's not a fan. The one thing I thought they would change at the end, or actually I thought of it afterwards, is when Slade said he was gonna take one more life before it was over, nigga.
Right.
There was a second where I was like, if that damn baby shows up,
yeah, I'd have probably fell out.
I was like, he's that evil, he might try it. You know what I mean? But thank God it didn't.
You know the thing about it, you know that's not a throwaway line, too. You know that baby going to come back at some point. Because they never let anything slide.
Yeah, there's
so
there's nothing
on this. He does have a kid, but I don't think it'll be that kid. Because it's one of the prominent Blasians in comics.
Oh, shit, now. Yeah, it won't be that kid.
Connor Quinn.
And then, the other thing, I was gonna say is, that, like, it was well done. It made me look forward to the next season, which I think is, you know, kind of what a good finale does, wraps up these stories and makes you look forward to whatever they have going on next. And they also threw in that Flash preview.
Nigga. You saw the 5-minute preview, though, right?
I saw the 5.5-minute preview, yes. Yeah, it's true. Like, because I kept wondering, like, are they going to go there?
Yes.
Because Flash is a little different, and I can see how you can kind of change Arrow. Because, honestly, man, like, in my opinion, I think Arrow is just Batman, but for TV.
True.
Yeah. And, you know, and the reason they went with Arrow instead of Batman is because nerds would freak the fuck out if they would have just did a Batman show. Like, they would be like, nope, I don't accept this. What about the timelines?
Ollie's not supposed to be. He's like the opposite of Batman, where Batman is this neo-con, basically Reagan in a mask. Ollie is supposed to be the bleeding heart liberal. Mm-hmm. He's a hippie.
Yeah, and he's always got a joke and a witty comeback and all this shit, but I feel like they knew that they wanted to do Batman, but if you say Green Arrow instead, most people will let it slide, because most people don't have the reverence for Green Arrow that they do for Batman, and I think that's what they did. I'm fine with it, but I recognize game, you know what I mean? Like, obviously, you know, this isn't the blonde dude with the goatee and the snappy comebacks and the jokes and all that shit. He's more the dark brooding Bruce Wayne type. And I'm glad to see it, cause I think it's fun, but yeah, it's kind of Batman, really.
Yeah. And
I don't believe in the Batmanification of everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was the thing. I'm glad you brought that up. When I saw the Flash preview, I was like, before I saw it, I was like, well, they're probably going to Batman Flash. Mm-hmm. You know, you gotta dumb it down, take away some of the power, some of the silly shit, because people are not going to buy that. You know, come up with a way to explain everything. You know, like when they did, like what they did with certain characters or Arrow, where it's like, well, no, Vertigo doesn't actually, you know, give people vertigo by looking at them, but he gives them a cocktail of drugs and shit like that. This joint was like,
which
nope.
Disgusts me. I hate that so much. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's just like a personal failing within me that I just can't accept that. But my whole thing is, I like superheroes. I like imagining that world of the impossible. And when you take these characters that I love because they live in this impossible world, and you make them less interesting, it's kind of like you're spitting in my face.
Mm-hmm. I think that
they did that with Smallville, though, and Smallville, let's be honest, sucked.
Right.
I'm sorry, Smallville was a piece of crap, and I've never watched it. I watched a half an episode, and I said, "You are dead to me, Smallville. You are dead to me, right, DC."
Well, I think, I don't know if you've seen the Flash preview or not, Najayla, but the joint was kind of refreshing because he had the Flash powers. He fought, you know, a bad guy who had supernatural weather powers. And it was kind of that cool, corniness of Flash. You know what I mean? And, you know, it actually made me really excited, man. Like, I want to see it, because it's not going to just be another, you know, Arrow. It's going to try to be its own separate type of universe for their, for the series. And, I think it's going to be dope, man.
Yeah.
And I think that
it's gonna improve Arrow, because remember when they first started Arrow, they weren't doing superpowers, and then that's how they end up getting the Flash, because they decided season two, no, we're gonna do superpowers now, and now they needed a way to explain it, and now they are. So I think you'll get more of those superpower villains on Arrow as well, because they share the same universe now.
Right.
So both shows are gonna improve from it. So yeah, I'm in. Yeah.
But of course now they took this, the relationship dynamic between Dinah and Arrow, which is one of the things that I love so much about Green Arrow in the comics. Mm-hmm. But now that they nerfed all the female characters, interestingly enough, mm-hmm. when you add these new superhumans, the metahumans, now you don't have the heroes that are metahumans.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I'm kind of like, why would you do that?
But with Flash being a metahuman, and then them introducing like metahuman villains, I feel like, you know, we might get a change in that. I feel like a change, them having Flash might change Arrow. It for the good. Like, they might start adding shit that, you know, they would have thought about twice before. Plus, I mean, honestly, the show is getting a bigger budget. And I think that first season, the decision was really a money decision. Where they were like, look, if we start putting special effects everywhere, we're not going to be able to afford to keep up with that. So let's just, you know, do some more grounded type of characters. But, I mean, it's been a hit, man. And this is kind of, you know, this comes with being a hit. You get more money and more special effects.
I'm going to be honest. I don't even think it was a money issue. I think it goes back to the why WB picked Chris Nolan to do a realistic Batman. It's like, you got to remember what came before. We had Batman and Robin before that shit. We had Smallville before Arrow. There was no way in hell that they were going to get away with doing superpowers again, because everybody was like, yeah, we don't want to see that shit no more. You know, it's like they went too far. So I'd rather take the idea of make it realistic at first and grounded, and then work your way into it, which is what they did with Arrow. Because remember, Barry made a cameo on Arrow, and he was actually supposed to have his pilot during Arrow. But they decided to take it out. You know, so I was like, well, this can work both ways, especially if they're sharing a world. And it could work. You know, even at the end of season two, it's just now that Oliver's like, I'm a hero. So that could change everything that's going on with the show and how they present it. So I think with good writing, you can get around that. Like, man, I'm not too caught up with that, as long as the writing's good.
Maybe I'm more cynical than you, but I think it's definitely money too. Like,
oh, it's in there. I mean, yeah, they clip, because
you can see the difference in like little shit. Like, now they show the cityscape more in that HD, like, let's zoom around the city, and all of a sudden it's, you know, I'm gonna shoot an arrow and use my bow to rappel between buildings and shit. Where I'm like, oh, cool, you guys got money. Cause remember, even this season was when they really introduced the Mirakuru and those, and all those, special effects scenes where you punch a dude and he goes into a wall, flies across the room and shit. Like, they didn't have that last year. And I really think some of that was a money decision. And I think that's why we got, I mean, that's why that fucking Flash trailer looks so good. Cause, I mean, for a TV show, dude, like, those are some good ass special effects.
Dude, those special effects look better than
the
special effects we've seen.
Well, I think it's cheaper now to do the good special effects now.
Say that again.
It's cheaper to do the type of show that they want now. Mm-hmm. Me and you have been watching old Buffy, so we've seen what special effects were, so I'm very happy that they graduated. But I think there's a reason why Superman was never Superman on Smallville, and I think the best, what they were calling him the Blur, some garbage.
Yeah.
Now they actually can do the effects because they could, you know, crank it out.
Yeah, and I mean,
a bunch of interns.
And with Arrow, it's only been two seasons, and they've already, like, I swear they got some money, man. And because even with the Flash shit, you know, like, and I'm glad it didn't, but part of my reservation with Flash was I was thinking, if this shit looks cheap, it's gonna be real, real bad for the CW. You know what I mean? But it looks great.
I mean, I don't think the standards of the CW is too great.
That's what
I mean, I've been forced to watch one episode of The Vampire Diaries. They don't care. They don't have standards, as far as I can tell. So,
but you know, who does care?
Signature CW show. People actually, I would say for the first season and the first half of the second season, I had no idea why people were doing what they were doing. They were just doing stuff because the plot said so. Especially Amanda Waller. I think even up until the season finale, she was doing stuff because the plot said so, not because it was an actual organic decision to make. But I think the cheesiness of the CW, you notice it less. I still don't know why Felicity always wants to wear the highest heels at all times. But I know that's a CW thing, because, like, oh, we kind of want the sponsorship, so everybody's going to wear these clothes for no good reason. But I hope they stop that very soon.
I was going to say, the thing is, though, like, the Flash trailer definitely doesn't look cheap. And, like, normal CW fans might not care, but comic book fans, DC people, they definitely do care. If the show would look cheap, people would be like, yeah, I'm done. I'm out. Like, I don't want to watch this shit.
Yeah.
Especially after Arrow season two. If the Flash trailer would have looked cheap after Arrow season two, niggas would have been like, yeah, fuck CW. Karen, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say this. I think that CW realized that they have a loyal fan base that watches the Arrow, and they realized that if they want to keep these people and create other shows and get the people that's not only going to watch the Vampire Diaries and whatever else they got, but going to watch this too, that they needed to invest the money and step their game up and invest in writers and things like that. And
they really just had to show abs. To get the CW crowd, you just needed cute guys without shirts.
Yeah, yeah. That's true, because a lot of their stuff is targeted towards women. I actually like a lot of their shows. So they got like people like you and Chris and other like dudes to watch. And if you want to keep these dudes on the basic, you know, girly type of station as far as like their dramas, you're going to have to give them something more, and you're going to have to step your game up. And also something I was going to say, the one thing that I can say that I really, really do love about the Arrow is when they end the season, God damn it, they end the season. Because when after season one, I'm looking and everything is destroyed, and I'm like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen next? Now I'm looking like, oh my gosh. And it's one of the few shows other than The Walking Dead and maybe a handful of other shows where I was sitting in there by myself looking at the TV, shit happened, and next thing I know, I sit up and go, oh my God! Like, that's rare for me. Like, because, you know, we watch so much TV, so to get that type of response out of me, you got to be doing some shit.
Let's talk about Chris. Chris, what have you been watching? What have you been playing?
Well, obviously, playing nothing, because, again, I've just been so busy with work. So I haven't even gotten the new Titanfall map, so I'm hating myself right now because I haven't been able to play anything. But watching 24, I'm really glad Jack is back to being an emotionless asshole. I was worried. I was worried about when they were going to start the season, if he was going to have feelings again. And I'm glad he does. So, I'm all in on 24.
Yeah, I loved 24 being back. I already know the plot. I already know what's going to happen. I just want to watch Jack do it again. It's like watching Jordan win his sixth ring. I just want to see it. Like, people keep being like, well, you know, this is going to happen. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Let me guess. A bureaucrat's going to not know what Jack is really doing and going to fuck it up. And Jack's going to have to find a way around. Surprise.
Right. You know, the thing about it, though, is the reason why I actually love this season more than any other season is they actually give you a reason why nobody listens to Jack. He's a fucking terrorist.
Yes.
It makes sense this time. Every other time, it never makes sense why you don't listen to Jack. He's your fucking best agent. He's out there doing some shit, and you guys aren't listening to him again? Really? So now it makes sense. He's a wanted man. It makes sense that he has no access to anything. And I'm okay with it now. So, okay, keep going. That's all I needed. And that look he gave Chloe when she talked about her family dying, where he was like, should I give her a hug and tell her? Like, he was like, empathy mode.
Yes.
Activated.
Empathy mode engaged.
Activate hug. I was so in. I was like, oh, he doesn't give a shit. Oh, I'm so in. I love this Jack.
And it was all his fault. Like, she was basically like, my family is dead because I'm the last person who saw you alive. And he was like, oh yeah, we really got to get that bomb now.
he gave her a hug and was like, yeah, so if you don't want to do this, I mean, you don't have to do it. But if you don't do it, then, you know, the president's going to die and a lot of horrible people are going to die. So no pressure, but, and I'm really sorry about your family, but, yeah, you're going to help me, right? Such an asshole. I'm all in. Yes, that's the kind of Jack Bauer I need. So there's that. Obviously, the Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. finale. And,
That is a show that people need that. That is a show that totally got saved, kind of, by the fact that
I was like angry about the change in Age of S.H.I.E.L.D. because it's just so shocking to me because I literally watched that show as like a chore. Mm-hmm. Like, it would be, I'm gonna like hate watch Arrow and then I'm gonna bore watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what I did. And then after like a couple of episodes before Winter Soldier, suddenly I was like, I need to watch this show. I need to know what happens. I'm suddenly invested in everything that's happening. I hate you, Whedon, but God, I love that show now.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, it's a show that totally got saved by like writers and kind of revamping stuff, and also like like it was about patience, and then I think we don't have that anymore because throughout the course of a 22 episode season, which most shows are not anymore, most shows are like 13 episodes, 8 episodes, and they took all those fucking breaks and shit. I really think that people would have rather binge watched it than what happened where they actually had to wait week to week and sometimes week to week to week to week to see a new episode. And but by the end where it just flowed, the when Winter Soldier was done, and every episode was new every week, I really feel like it just hit a really good stride, and I'm really glad I stuck with the show, and I enjoyed the setup episodes because I, you know, as a Whedon fan, I recognize setup episodes when I see them, you know, where I'm just like, this shit gonna matter later, but I don't really necessarily appreciate it now, but there's no way they don't use this later. And, you know, in the Jayla, with us going back and rewatching Buffy, I mean, I'm getting that feeling all the time now where I'm like, it's not necessarily a good episode, but I know how this plays out. So I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember this. This is fun.
And the thing about you guys doing Remember the Buffy, it's Buffy the first time for me.
Remember that
Buffy. Oh, Remember that Buffy. Well, it's Buffy the first time for me, so it's all new to me.
Chris, but go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, man.
No. I mean, it is Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., so, I mean, it's just what happens when you talk about some shit like that. And I think that is basically it.
Let me
We're probably going to talk about all the stuff coming in the fall, but, yeah, so just those shows right now. Mm-hmm. I had to get caught up on and write my reviews and do my reviews for, so that's about it.
Let me add this, though. That Black Fatherhood went in the whole S.H.I.E.L.D., though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got me, like... Look, Black Fatherhood, man, you put that shit on screen, I support it. And when Black Fatherhood showed up in that finale, I said, hold up, Joss Whedon, you done goddamn done it again.
Not only that, but because our review is going to, I've been holding our review because we had so many things to put out. Mm-hmm. I'll put the review up tomorrow. What got me, though, was Sam Jackson on that episode. Because you can tell having fun, because him and Clark Gregg together, when they were having that conversation about Garrett in front of Garrett, he was like, you didn't tell me he was this crazy. Like, that entire fucking scene is so good.
It's such a Whedon thing to do, where Whedon builds up this highly dramatic moment, but when it actually happens, they play it low-key, where it's just like, oh, let's have some fun with this moment. We know the audience is anticipating and expecting a big-ass smackdown, but it's basically like Sam Jackson and Coulson just doing a fucking... like a buddy comedy routine in the background with bullets flying around them, and I was just laughing so hard, man. And shout out to my man Bill Paxton, man. Dude, way to come in, have fun, ham it up like a comic book villain, and go out like a comic book villain. That such a funny gag, man.
I kind of almost wanted him to stick around, but once they injected him, I was like, yeah. He's not probably gonna be long for this world.
I wanted him to stick around, but the gag they got rid of him on was worth it.
Yeah.
Najayla, what have you been?
You know they put him there just to do it.
Najayla, yes. What have you been playing? What have you been watching?
Like everybody else, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I've been watching. I've trudged through Arrow. And I was a very good person, and I haven't been fully hate-watching it, where I'm tweeting all the hatred. I still think they have some of the dumbest characters with the stupidest motivations on television. I've been watching a lot of movies. I checked out the director who did the new Godzilla, because I liked some of his more indie movies. I was rewatching those. I've watched every Godzilla that Netflix has. I've been reading Saga. And what other nerdy things? I'm always watching something nerdy.
I love Saga. It is really so good.
Yeah. The Mighty Avengers.
Oh, I haven't read Mighty Avengers. I'm writing that down. Write that down. I got to get on that.
Yeah. I don't actually think it was like a gimmick, but I do like the fact that it's the most diverse cast.
Who's in Mighty Avengers?
I'm so bad at names, but guy, no, dude, bald.
Some black people, white people, women.
Yeah, he used to slang it to She-Hulk. You know?
Oh, Luke Cage, maybe.
There you go.
Oh shit! You know he got a baby mama now.
Lord.
You get to see the adorable little baby.
Yeah, I saw that. I was reading a book the other day and he was fighting somebody and they had to get the baby out the car. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. But yeah, I've been enjoying the shit out of Saga, man. Like that's an amazing book. I guess it went on a little break because I'm fiending. I don't know what's taking so long for the next episode to come out, but I'm totally into that.
Yeah, well, before I was trying to wait until the volumes came out, but waiting between volume 2 and 3 was torture. So I'm just like, I'm just going to get the, like, as it comes out, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, so I good. Just, as for me, I've mainly been watching what everybody else has been watching. I'll just bring up the things that are a little different. I've been watching Revolution. And I just found out it got canceled, man. So, like, I still got an episode. What? Yeah, man. And here's the thing. Revolution started as a terrible show. It was really, really bad for season 2. And I want to say this is season 2 or 3. But it's flipped the switch about halfway through this season. And it turned into an impossible white man buddy show. And it was better than it had ever been. There was jokes every fucking episode. It was a whole bunch of like, oh, another tough day at the office type of white guy humor where he goes and kills 12 people, but then he says some stupid ass one liner where you're like, that is not how that would work. But I was enjoying it so much better as not being so serious. And they just fucking went and canceled the shit. So I guess once again, impossible white man, not everyone else's favorite genre, but still mine.
Didn't they go through and just cancel a bunch of shows?
Yeah, that was actually a J.J. Abrams studio show, and like 3 of his shits got canceled. So, but hey, he making Star Wars. He probably don't care.
Pretty much. He doesn't care. Yeah. Again.
He's like, what happened? My shows got canceled? Anyway, pick up that lightsaber. Let's get
Is he also the one that was doing Falling Skies? That one gets canceled too?
No, Falling Skies is still going. I think was Spielberg doing Falling Skies? I don't think it was JJ though. But Falling Skies.
I knew it was somebody big.
Yeah. Falling Skies comes back in January. Chris, what'd you say?
Because I was like, I just saw a commercial for it. But then apparently, like, Being Human got the axe.
Yeah.
What other one got the axe? There's some that, like, surprised me.
Almost Human, a ton of shows. And they're bringing a ton of new shows too, like ABC and CBS and stuff. But, yeah, in June, Falling Skies comes back for season 3. That's actually a really good show. Chris, you were saying something.
I thought it was a Jerry Bruckheimer or somebody. I can't remember who does Falling Skies, but it's something that we all know. And if you see his name, you'd be like, oh, yeah.
Well, all right. So, yeah, that shit got, you know, my shit got canceled. I've been playing Titanfall. New maps, nigga. They good. and that's about it, man. Let's get right into, and of course I saw Amazing Spider-Man and Godzilla, but we will talk about those at the end of this episode where we switch over into a spoiler movie review. So let's talk about news. Much of nerd news happened this week. Now I saw Chris and several other people were very excited about this news. Me personally, I don't give a fuck, and it's not on some negative shit. I just don't really care about this kind of stuff. But apparently Zack Snyder revealed the best Batman costume ever and the Batmobile.
Oh, have you seen the sad Batman memes?
No, I have not. I haven't cared.
I guess move over sad Keanu and sad Kanye. It's all about sad Batman, where people Photoshop sad Ben Affleck Batman into different situations. So there's like Batman Photoshopped outside of a window of a family enjoying Christmas. And like that, they take that picture of sad Batman and they put it into like happy pictures. So he's just sad and lonely.
Yeah. The internet is crazy and it's so fast now where it's like, anytime you can get the jokes off, it happens immediately. It's like, Solange hits Jay-Z 5 minutes later, it's like, here's 12 Solange hitting Jay-Z memes about how fast.
Elevator pics.
Yeah, like, you don't even get a chance anymore. I put the picture up in the chat for people.
You know the thing about it is, it's not even that, like I have no faith. I have no, like Zach's got my money. He's got my confidence. I'm fine with whatever they do with this fucking movie. I don't care. My thing was, I was just waiting for as many people who were talking about, because you know what it is? The movie's 2 years out, and we haven't seen anything. So we'll go, well, you know WB's failing. You know they don't know what they're doing. Hey, I'm not even excited for this movie anymore. So I was just sitting back watching like, still not excited? You still not excited? You over here changing your fucking underwear after seeing the fucking pic. So you still worried? Right. And that's my thing. Like, I have no problem. Like, I'm 2 years out. They get my money. I don't really give a shit what he does. So I'm fine. But I was just laughing at the fact that everybody was like, well, we don't see anything, then that means they don't know what they're doing. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
I'm not so scared of, like, what the film will look like. Mm-hmm. I'm just scared that it will be as soulless as Man of Steel. As long as there's an orgy of destruction, I'll still pay to see it. Mm-hmm. But it probably won't be what I would call a good movie, but possibly entertainment. Well, as long as there's an orgy of destruction.
As well documented on this show, we love Man of Steel, so mm-hmm. we don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And if it's as good as Man of Steel, I'll be happy as shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I asked for. If it's as good as that, then I'm good. I'm sold. Like, I remember, like, I went back
better.
And watched Superman 1 and 2.
I demand better.
All right. Well, good luck with that. Najayla, you got asked a question in the chat. How much does Amanda Waller contribute to your disdain for Arrow?
How much does Amanda Waller, a great deal. I kind of took it personally, the redo of Amanda Waller. It's kind of like they took my childhood and stabbed to death in an alley and then urinated on its body.
Oh my.
So I don't know if I can separate that hurt and betrayal mm-hmm. from my disdain for Arrow. It's a good chunk of it. But I think Laurel and Speedy, I still wish, not even wish, I just anticipate the AIDS she will get. Mm-hmm. And that is what keeps me watching.
Okay. I don't like the redo of Amanda Waller either, honestly. But it was one of those things that didn't bother me. But
which character is that?
That's Amanda Waller. Karen, the one that revealed the pregnancy, holding both pistols in her hand.
Oh, that black lady.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, in the New 52, they slimmed her down and tried to sex her up, but... in the old, like, Justice League and all this stuff, she used to be like a bigger black woman and still same.
And older.
Yeah, and older. Like, it wasn't about being sexy. She was just a badass and she didn't fucking listen to, any. Now, she was problematic. I mean, you could argue that, but she's still problematic in this new universe too, where.
Mm-hmm. She's an ass.
Like, I will say this, in my opinion, they got the writing for her, pretty good. Cause like her sitting in them drones was so Amanda Waller. Like, fuck you saving the city. I would blow this bitch up.
I don't think she would have done that. I really don't think she would have done that because the way she works is, extra covert and she's a corraler of metahumans. Mm-hmm. So I really do think that she would have used the drones, threatened with the drones. But I don't think she ever would have planned on using them. Because that is a huge, like, hey, something here, let's investigate. And I don't think she's that dumb.
She doesn't like Mask, for one. So she definitely wasn't trying to take no orders from Oliver. And also the reason I think she that is a completely realistic thing that she would do. Because this nigga made all the Justice League clone motherfuckers. And was like, just to have them in case shit. They didn't even do anything wrong. She was just like, I will have enough people that under my control that can destroy the fucking planet. Why? Because I'm Amanda Waller and I don't take fucking orders from Superman. That, like, she, to me, they got that part of her attitude right, I think. Although, you know, I still hate that they cast a skinny ass motherfucker to be her, honestly.
Yeah. Well, now they took the character that was interesting and unique and they made her like another, you know, bombshell secret agent. So
right.
It's kind of like, oh, thanks for diluting the pool of interesting female characters.
I absolutely agree on that. All right. We're going to get to the Xbox
Scrooge-ibly news. Scroogibly is what I'm saying. Scroogibly.
We're going to get to the, the other question about the Xbox thing later. and let's get back to the, news. So yeah, new Batman car. Okay. New suit.
It's there.
Cool. Yeah. Like the thing is for me, if the fucking movie sucks, then I won't care what the fuck the suit looks like. And if the movie is great, I probably won't care what the fucking suit looks like. I've never been one to be like, yeah, but did you see the eyes on the suit? Like, I've either been like, I enjoyed that or I don't. Like, leaking shit don't matter to me.
I actually saw somebody take that picture and they broke it down and they zoomed in on it and broke it down and rated the bat suit. I was like, you motherfuckers, it's 2 years out. Can we get a goddamn trailer before you guys fucking, like, come on, man.
I think the suit is least of our worries with this movie.
Right. Like, honestly.
The very least of our worries.
I reserve any emotional commitment to this movie until I see a trailer. And then I will tell you if I'm excited or not. But you're not getting shit out of me until all these leaks. We cast Cyborg. Don't care. Don't care for good. Don't care for bad. Just show me the dude in the fucking movie and then possibly I'll enjoy it. Rest in peace to H.R. Giger, who died at 74. He was the alien, the designer for the movie Alien and kind of changed sci-fi as we know it, man.
Yes. So. And drew some very disturbing yet beautiful porn.
Mm-hmm. It's very disturbing and beautiful. You could even argue
erotica. I'm sorry, it's not porn.
Of course not. Of course. You could even argue that Alien, which was very much about the fear of giving birth and sex and all this shit, like, there's a lot of imagery.
It was being penetrated. It was very, I kind of see it as a male look at the fear of being female, being mm-hmm. penetrated, being impregnated.
Mm-hmm. Giving birth out of your stomach painfully and dying, giving up your life for that thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It was. Yeah, it was scary as shit, man. When I was a kid, I was scared. I was like, this is why I'm going to wear condoms until I find the right one.
It prepared me for watching a live childbirth in bio in ninth grade, so.
Oh, I know what I meant to bring up earlier. I don't know if you guys have seen it. Apparently it's been quite controversial, but not for me. Gotham has released like a 5-minute teaser trailer. I'm in. I want to see this shit. I don't know that it'll be good or bad.
It's not that I think the trailer was bad. It's just, I just don't care. And about I still the concept? Don't care. Like, I just,
About the concept, Najayla?
Yeah, okay. I just, like, if you're giving me Batman Year One, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't need to see 13-year-old cat girl. Mm-hmm. Though, I want to see where they go with that, because if we have to see how she decides to be a prostitute, I think that would make for gripping and disturbing television, so. Maybe.
My thing is that we don't know where they're going to take any of it. So, but I'm interested to see, like, I've seen so many people that are like, saw the trailer, I'm out. I was like, you're out? Like, you don't care anything about the idea of Gotham or what leads to, you know, like leads up to the politics of the city and shit. Cause I've always found that very interesting in the comic books. A lot of shit that happens without Batman being around. It's still interesting to me. And also Commissioner Gordon's rise to power as a badass is kind of cool because everything was so corrupt, you know, but apparently, I'm on an island by myself.
You know, I'm in. No, I'm there with you, Rod. I'm in. Cause here's the thing. And I said this before, sometimes the most interesting thing about Batman is not Batman. It's everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Like Batman's actually kind of boring sometimes. So, if you have a show that shows me where all his criminals came from and where they are, I'm in. Like, I've heard some people say that they think that I'm in as long as they don't give any background on the Joker. And I'm like, why? Who cares? Like, here's the thing about these TV shows. Now, I read the comics and I'm okay with them doing whatever they want to do with the TV shows. Like, right. I'm done with that. Because sometimes the comics fuck it up too. So at this point, like, let TV shows and let's see what happens there. I know that people are like, well, we've never really given us a background on the Joker, so they shouldn't do it on the TV show. Why not? Mm-hmm. Who cares? If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. But I'm gonna at least let it see what happens first before I make any kind of adjustments on it. And from what I saw so far, it looks pretty good. It looks pretty good. It looks like they're taking it serious. It looks like they get the idea of Gotham, you know, being corrupt down to a science. So I'm like, okay, I'm in. Yeah, let's see what they do.
I'm in, man. I want to see it. I want to see the bad guys fight each other. Shit, a lot of the best Gotham Batman comics have to do with the bad guys fighting each other. Because you know Batman won't kill nobody. So, like, a lot of times it's like, yo, the Joker is fucking up Scarecrow's men. Like, what's going to happen?
You know? One of the things that, if you read some of the character profiles and the synopsis of it, like, people are like, well, the Penguin doesn't even look like the Penguin. It's like, well, he's not the Penguin. He's actually, if you read his character bio on it, they call him the Penguin, I think, as a joke because he's just somebody else's lackey.
Yeah.
Like, he's nobody right now on the show. So what that tells me is this show is going to show you how these people go from nobody. Because I was seeing somebody else say, well, Batman's villains aren't really villains without Batman. I'm like, well, they were criminals before, though.
Right.
So there's something there. So let's see it. You know, they show the guy that's the Riddler. And I'm like, he looks like, you know, what you would think. He looks like one of the guy from, whoever they got to play it in Arkham Origins. Mm-hmm. You know? He looks just like that guy. I'm like, yo, this is something that could be good.
Yep.
So I'm like, well, let's see what happens with it, man. I don't know, man. There's too many good shows coming out this year. I'm all in on all of them.
And some very sad news this week. Legendary, the company, the movie, Hollywood film movie company, they are in no rush to make Pacific Rim 2. And I gotta blame that on Godzilla, man.
I'm not too sad. Like, I appreciated many parts of Pacific Rim, and I think it was great because it was just, I like was a franchise or a movie is just unabashedly just what it wants to be. Like, I don't see that there's a lot of focus group testing going on with Pacific Rim. They're like, we're going to make a kaiju movie. Here is your kaiju movie. Bled out. And I'm so for that. But, I'm not too much in a rush. Mm-hmm. Even though I think the Pacific Rim experience was like more of a movie experience where I think I saw Godzilla in 3D IMAX, which I think is great if you're going to see it, mm-hmm. 3D IMAX. Yeah. But I also think when I go home and watch it, it's still going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I think Pacific Rim is like this movie experience where I want to like wait and let it build up. So I could just like nerdgasm it out.
Well, I think if you're going to take a nap, it should be in a nice theater. So 3D IMAX is cool with me. But the thing about this is I don't think it's a coincidence that this leaked after Godzilla came out on Friday. Though they were like, oh, yeah, we're not in a rush at all. Like, we can take our time. Nobody's fucking, like, there's no reason for us to put our shit out yet because honestly, this shit is, not making us press to fucking get back out there. You know, it would be like if fucking Captain America had flopped and then DC would have been like, yeah, Justice League will come out when the fuck we feel like it. Maybe when the Captain America 3 comes out, maybe not. No need to, we can slow production down. Cause, this shit ain't even gonna have to worry about that shit. But, yeah, they didn't make quite enough money to rush it, but they said they did make a lot more money than other movies.
I was kind of shocked that they're even gonna make a second one, cause, I mean, mm-hmm. I don't think it was the blockbuster they were hoping for.
Yep.
I'm so mad.
It did really well on home video and merchandise is what they said. And it has a big international following. Go ahead, Chris.
I'm really mad that Godzilla is making more money than Pacific Rim right now.
I'm not.
We're gonna do this. We're gonna do this review later.
Yeah.
But,
Because my thing about it is that I enjoy Pacific Rim.
Pacific Rim. What is going on?
Pacific
with you?
Rim.
What is going on?
Pacific Rim.
You said Pacific Rim.
Oh, Pacific
first.
Rim. I'm sorry. And I enjoyed it a lot. And honestly, American audiences like the love and the drama and the people. I don't give a fuck about the goddamn people. I want to see monsters. I want to see robots. I want to see buildings. I want to see that shit. That's what I come to pay for to see. All that other stuff is a waste of time. And
you know what? Oh my God. Thank you, Karen. You are amazing. You just solved it for me. That's what this fucking is. I believe that Pacific Rim did better overseas than it did hit. Mm-hmm. This is an American thing.
That's yep. right.
Oh, oh yeah, I wasn't even. I was saying
that's why Godzilla.
I'm an American thing.
Hey, God damn it! We're gonna do the review in a minute. But yes, that is something that I was gonna bring up. So let's just wait till we do the review. But yeah, it's definitely America sucking its own dick.
Yes.
But
I will heartily disagree. But we'll save that for the review.
Yeah. Okay. I'll read some of these critic reviews, and you tell me that these motherfuckers appreciate some goddamn Godzilla. Mm-hmm. They appreciate San Francisco, Las Vegas. Anyway, Hugh Jackman, speaking of things that don't need to be made, wants to do another X-Men movie. Now, I don't have any problem with him being Wolverine. I actually think he's a good Wolverine.
He wants a paycheck. You know what? I do have a problem with Hugh Jackman being Wolverine.
Why?
Because Wolverine is supposed to be short, hairy, and gross.
Okay. All right.
And then they made Wolverine into, like, the little Mr. Musical Dreamboat. Mm-hmm. And
you know what?
I love Wolverine. No, he's supposed to be gross.
You know what, Najayla?
I'm willing.
I'm willing to meet you on this, right? Because I actually think we've never had a good Bruce Banner.
Yeah.
Because I think if we actually had
the thing is, I think a Bruce Banner that is actually like in the comic books. I don't think anybody would want to sit through 2 hours of real Bruce Banner,
and then,
because he's insufferable.
And you've just answered why the fuck we have Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. Like, I appreciate you. You know what? Thank you. You saved me 5 minutes. But yeah, Hugh Jackman want that check, so he doing the shit again. I'm just tired of this motherfucker doing interviews before movies, being like, yeah, this is the last time. You know, I really getting tired of this shit. And cha-ching, my check just cleared. You know what? I'd do 3 more of these if need be. Like, come on, dog. Stop teasing me, dude. Just do the movie.
He's got 2 kids that got to go to college, so, you know, rack
college
it up.
Is high, so I don't blame him.
Yeah.
Hey, just officially just throw it out there. I've officially changed my mind on Days of Future Past because I don't want to argue about it no more. I don't care. So I'm like, oh, okay, good. It's going to be good because I'm not going to care. So
I'm officially on the it's going to be good. We can all be surprised together, y'all. It's going to be good.
Yeah, I'm telling myself it's going to be good. I'll be like, there's no way I can be more disappointed than I was this Tuesday. So this Monday. So this coming Tuesday, I see it. So yeah, I don't care enough about it. And I have the Avengers, and I have WB, DC. I don't give a shit what they do with X-Men anymore. So, yeah, I'm all in.
Yeah, I'm in. I think it could be good, dog. He did say
I'll
something.
I'll see any movie on a date, so.
Yo, my man Hugh Jackman did say something I want to give him credit for, and I appreciate him saying. And it gave me more hope for the movie. He said, the reason I would do another one is because this one is kind of a fresh start, because they basically reset everything. And I was like, that's what I thought y'all was going to do.
Good. Oh.
Thank you, Rod. You reminded me. That's what did it for me. Bryan Singer's not doing any press now, but apparently he did an interview before we stopped doing all this press because of his little sexual shit he's going through, his little charges.
Hey, look. I'm not saying it's good for anyone to have sexual abuse allegations thrown against them, but nigga, thank God he shut the fuck up. He was ruining his own goddamn movie. Bye, Bryan Singer.
Forgive me for saying this shit. But I wish this happened 2 years ago. Because if he had never tweeted that shit out, I probably still would have been more excited for Days of Future Past. But the interview that came out was like, he said basically he admitted to the continuity errors. And when they asked him what about him, he was like, I just hope people just don't think about him anymore. And I was like, thank you. That's all I need. That's all I needed for First Class.
Yep.
Just make me aware that you're aware that you fucked up.
Yeah, that was your big thing. You know, we had a big ass like, argument.
Yeah, because people were like, even with Disney, they're going to make X3 and Origins not count. I was like, well, what about X1 and X2? Because you still have continuity issues. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so with him saying that, I'm like, okay, cool. So now I can treat this like everything's a fresh start. I can treat like First Class at the beginning, and I can treat Disney Freedom Pass as the next one. I'm good. That's all I fucking needed. If I had heard that 2 years ago, I never would have gone on any of these rants I had about him anymore.
Just 2 years ago, just like I called fucking Godzilla being terrible, I also did call that it was too good an opportunity with First Class to not turn it into the reboot of the franchise. And I didn't care what they said. I was like, they have to be lying, because they're never going to get actors this good to do these parts again. Mm-mm. Like these niggas can actually act. Like,
yeah,
you know, that's why Hugh Jackman want to stick around, right?
Yes.
That nigga looks to his left and right. He don't see Halle Berry anymore. This nigga's looking over there. And he like, yo, Michael Fassbender can go star in some shit without me. He don't need me. Right. You know,
he's going right back to Kate and Leopold after Wolverine. He doesn't want to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he don't want to put the other tights on. He want to rock the Wolverine tights. Halo 5 Guardians was announced the other day. Good for them. Not a huge Halo fan, but you know, this is about time. This is about that time when the next gen games need to start coming out, about a year into the cycle, so they'll be out next year. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
God damn it. So the Xbox has decided to release a version without the Kinect, and it's only $400, matching the same price as the PlayStation 4. Xbox was like 4 million units behind in the sales, and they decided that for all of their bold talk about the future of gaming and making a one console thing for the hub of your entertainment system, they decided, fuck that, abandon ship. No more Kinect. That's not mandatory or whatever. And I'll just start with that, because they actually made some changes that I actually really, really like. But the Kinect not being on there was one where I was just like, I should have seen it coming, because they never had a clear vision, and they kept like appeasing anybody that got mad at them. But it was a pretty big thing.
So this is where I disagree with you. I felt the same way you did, Rod, but I have a different view on it. I think they looked at what Sony was doing and realized this is brilliant, because this is what's going to happen. People are going to rush out. Well, first of all, I don't even think people are going to rush out and buy this one. It's going to be like that 4-gig Xbox. So people are going to rush out and get if people do rush out and get this $400 Kinectless Xbox, they're going to get it. And after 3 or 4 months, they're going to be begging Xbox to sell them a Kinect.
Yep. Yes.
And then what Microsoft is going to do is they're going to sell them a Kinect for $100.
Yep.
So they're going to get that money back.
Oh, no. It's not even the money thing. It's just like, for a second, I was looking at them like, wow, you guys really stuck to your guns. You know what I mean? That's it. It's not even like, I'm not angry with them. It's not,
they said that the Kinect was a core part of the system's design. Mm-hmm. So if people are now able to buy a Kinectless Xbox One, are they now losing the seamless functionality that was promised in the Xbox One? Mm-hmm. So are they going to not develop it to its full potential, like what they thought? When I get an Xbox One, I'm going to get a Kinect because I want to play the next Dance Central. Right. Or whatever dance game that comes out. So I'm going to get one anyway.
According to them, they say they're not. But it's that thing where once you go back and forth on your word enough, I don't think you've earned the trust for me to just be like, oh, yeah, well, obviously you'll never go back on. If it really did get convenient enough for them to just pretend the Kinect never came out, I believe they would do it. Like, I think even with, because I think it was Rare, the gaming company, was like, yo, we make a lot of Kinect titles. We don't know what we're supposed to do right now. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
They were like, what does this mean for us? You know what I mean? Now you're selling consoles without this shit. This was huge for us. So, I really do think it matters more about their credibility than anything else. Like, it's savvy as shit, to be honest. You know?
Yeah.
I think they have a credibility issue, but this is what made me change my mind. That last Xbox preview we got, if you're in that preview program,
yes,
it has that thing.
Did we lose Chris? Yo, Chris. Yo, we lost you, man.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Let's go find Chris.
Yeah, he just connected. Yo, Chris. Okay, I hear you now.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I can hear you guys, but you guys couldn't hear me. It's weird. But what I was saying is, like, for their preview program, they had that thing where you could opt into the Kinect voice so they can make the voice commands better. Mm-hmm. So I don't see them putting that stuff into their beta program and stuff like that if they're getting rid of the Kinect. I think it's just, you know, a thing of, okay, cool, you guys want this shit? Then stop complaining. Here you guys go. And then somebody said in there, Microsoft said the camera's going to be sold for less than $100. You're right, $99.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be more to add the camera on than if you just got it with... And people are going to do it because the same thing Sony did. It's like, I hated the way Sony did it, but I think Microsoft learned a lesson from Sony, which is, hey, just give these assholes what they're begging for. They're going to give you the money. How many people said that we don't want the eye, we don't want the Kinect? Sony was like, all right, cool, we're not going to bundle it in there. And how many? What happened?
They couldn't sell the eye fast. Yeah, the eye sold out.
Yeah, the eye sold out. And that's what's going to happen. And Microsoft was like, well, shit, why don't we do that shit? Let these motherfuckers bitch and complain. Because I think we're also going to talk about the Xbox Live thing, which is another hilarious thing to me, that Microsoft just kind of was like, oh, you know what?
I'm actually angry at that. Because I kind of feel like, wait, what am I paying all this money for now?
Mm-hmm.
And I've already paid through the year, so...
Yeah, like, so basically, let me get
for
to that.
Xbox Live.
Let me get to that article now, because we're about to talk about it. Okay, Karen, you go, then I'm going to get an article.
And I think for me, the biggest problem that I have with the Kinect is that, to me, you say that you want to be next generation. And as much as people bitched and complained, the people got these functions anyway. So you might as well have bought the package if you were going to buy it anyway. You might as well have got it all bundled up together. And to me, when you separate it, you do cause issues for your developers, because the developers would create games with the idea that this was going to be a part of the gaming experience.
Yeah.
And now since you taken that away, it's like true. What do they do now? Because now do I make it for it or without it? And for me, because I don't have a PlayStation, so I can't speak on their behalf. But for me, as an Xbox owner, the Kinect is the hugest part of the whole console. When you take that away, it just becomes a last generation console in my mind.
Yeah, I don't even know why someone would want this. And I think the people that talked about wanting this aren't gonna buy it.
No.
So it's really weird to cater to them, because I won't be shocked if we're sitting here in a month like, yeah, so Xbox is still 4 million units behind because nobody went and bought the new Kinectless Xbox, because people like to bitch and people like to moan and people like to argue on the internet.
Well, I think there's the conspiracy theorists who think, oh, the Kinect is watching you. I don't want it in my home. The NSA will arrest me because I have a Kinect, blah, blah, blah.
They're watching your
ass.
So I do
think there's that segment who are But
Najayla, you think 4 million is what they're down?
I don't think they're going to be 4 million.
Yeah, I was going to say, you think even a dent.
Another 100,000.
Right. It's just not enough. It's not enough to make, like, to go back on your vision. And here's the thing that pissed me off, because, I understand what Chris is saying, but it was their words. It wasn't, like, I didn't get mad till I read what they had to say about it. And they said, I think it was the right call to bundle with the Kinect at the beginning of a new console generation. You're trying to set the bar for a new experience. And I think we did that with Xbox One. The proof is really in the usage. 80% of people are using Kinect, which is remarkable compared to the last generation. We're doing 120 voice commands on average a month, with over 1 billion commands issued. People who want the experience came and bought it. We were sold out throughout the holidays. I think it's the right call. Now is a good time to offer more choice for people who haven't been able to get that experience. So,
but you won't get it.
People are using it, but take it. But we're not gonna sell it anymore. People were using it. Yeah, I can see if you were like, man, shit, nobody's using this shit. Nobody likes it. It's not working. Fuck it. But when you're like, yeah, people love it. But yeah, we're gonna offer a car without wheels.
Yeah, but you know what? Now hearing that, I'm even more confident that I hear what that developer's saying is. But with those numbers, like if you're a developer, you develop for the Kinect for the Xbox One, because most people that have the Xbox One use the Kinect. So it's not even a choice of which one do we bundle with. You now know what you bundle with.
Right.
So if you go out there and buy that Xbox One without a Kinect, you know that you are in the minority that does not have it.
True.
And you're taking that chance now. So that's why I see other, like, that's why I'm okay with it. It's
well,
like,
the other thing,
more money from it.
The other thing is this, Chris, and it's brilliant, but it's cynical. And it's what I've said about the 360 and why I think it beat the PlayStation last gen. Cause they allowed you to game on credit, basically. Like, it was like, oh, you don't want this? Well, shit, just buy this. And then you can upgrade to a different memory later. Oh, you don't want this kind of controller? Well, you can just get these cheap controllers and then we'll just upgrade you later. Like, everything was like, just worry about it later, you know? You want Xbox Live? Well, don't worry about paying for a year. Go month by month. You can pay $8 a month. Like, I remember when they started that shit, and that's when broke niggas started buying stuff. Cause it was like, oh, cool. I ain't gotta worry about it. So I wonder if, that's what's gonna happen with this. Cause they're basically making the entry point as cheap as possible, because the entry point is gonna be $400. And then, like I said, to get into this next article, they're gonna stop charging people to watch Hulu, Netflix, Mashima, and all of that stuff. So you don't have to have the Xbox Live Gold. So broke niggas are gonna love it.
Yeah, broke niggas are gonna spend $400. This is why I love this shit, and I thought it was brilliant. Because again, people were like, "Oh man, they're going back on the work." No, think about what's happening. Microsoft was like, "Okay, so you guys want to pay $400 for a Blu-ray player? Go right ahead." You are an idiot if you go out there and you get a Kinectless Xbox One and you do not get gold. Like, I'm looking at this like, if I'm Microsoft, it looks stupid. I get that. But they're sitting there back going, these motherfuckers are going to buy gold. These motherfuckers are going to buy that Kinect, and we still going to make our money. I don't care because it's stupid.
But I got this. But Chris, I got this console because I didn't want to hang out with broke people. And now... they're fucking up my vision that I had, dog. Like, my vision was that I was going to be in the upper echelon of gaming for once in my life. I have never had a luxury gaming experience before everybody else. I've never even been an early adopter except for when I got my Dreamcast. And I was finally in the upper echelon. And now it's like when they start letting Section 8 housing into a good neighborhood, and now I'm just riding down the street like, look at these niggas in their yard. They not even cutting their grass. That's how I'm gonna start feeling, man.
Sitting on their front porches.
That's how I feel.
But Rod, it's okay. It's gonna be like when you know when you have that you have a nice car with all the features, and somebody gets the base model. Yeah, you guys still have the same car technically, but nigga, you still riding a lot better because your Xbox gonna do shit that theirs can't do.
Right.
And it's gonna be so good.
But Jaguar used to mean luxury.
Yeah, you're right.
Now I'm gonna be riding around like, what's the difference between a 4.0 and a 4.6? 30 to 40 grand, cocksucker, beat it. But no Xbox Live. I mean, you don't have to have Xbox Live to play all the streaming services.
So they plan on playing by themselves, because you know, without the Xbox Gold, you can't do no online capability. Or am I missing the point? Right?
Can you even have friends?
No.
Can you send someone a message?
No.
Why would you do this?
Mm-mm. You sure can't.
My favorite part is the people that have gold going, it's about time Xbox did it. So you're gonna give her your gold? Oh fuck no, nigga, I ain't getting rid of my gold.
Right.
What are you?
Well, I'm kind of in the gray area, because I notice more and more I don't play multiplayer games, and I mostly use my the messages to just send messages to my brother if we're on at the same time, because he doesn't check his text messages. So I don't want to pay $60 a year to send a message to my brother, because I'm not really playing. All the games I really enjoy are like single player action titles.
Well, you won't even be able to do that. It's like they're cutting off your phone service. They'd be like, you know what? You can't talk to your brother at all because you don't pay gold.
But can you even get like DLC?
Nope.
Like what?
That's the thing. It's kind of like that's why I'm kind of like, oh, should I keep it? But then there's all the other stuff. Like I still want to download all the stuff. I still want the free games every month.
Right.
So really, I'm just paying for that, for a free game.
But you know,
$35 a year.
A game is really worth $60, and they're giving away two of those a month or whatever. Like, it pays for itself.
Yeah, it does. So I was like, I'm going to keep it. But at first, I was like, what? Now people don't have to pay for things I was paying for?
Right.
I was like retroactively angry, because I felt like if they had done this from the start, I wouldn't even have gold. Mm-hmm. But I probably still would have eventually gotten gold, but that was just me being a cheapie.
Well, see, the way, again, I look at it like Microsoft was smart in this, because they reached a point when they can do this. At this point, when you think about it, giving away, charging for Hulu and Netflix right now doesn't matter, because if people really, if that's all people want to use their Xbox for, they're not going to buy one. You go and buy like one of those other streaming services. You can buy a, what, those Amazon Fire TV or something like, there's so many other better things for watching Netflix on your TV.
Hell,
you,
exactly.
Right. You can get a Blu-ray player that has all that stuff onto it for $99.
Right.
So it just doesn't make sense to have it that way. So did that, and then when you, I think you're going to add this in there too, the games with gold they're doing now where they're basically giving away launch titles and like after like 8 months for fucking free.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a brilliant move for them. It's like, yeah, we don't need that because you know what you guys do? You guys aren't going to get rid of you're not going to get rid of your gold. We're going to lose like, they're going to lose one out of every 10 people maybe. That goes, okay, I'm not using my Xbox, so I guess I'll go to the silver. But everybody else is going to keep their gold.
But here's what's funny, Chris. This is what I predicted. Mm-hmm. I was like, if people keep complaining so hard, they will just do whatever it takes to appease them. And people that have whatever system are going to make both systems better by complaining. It's just, you know, like PlayStation 4, like Xbox just announced all this shit, right? You know what question they got asked right away? So when are y'all gonna let us pre-download games?
Come on now.
That is, like, that's how much people are, like, people don't give a fuck about what you do for them, period. It's like, what's the next thing you're not doing? I want that. That, like, mm-hmm. We're gonna get preloaded, watch us get preloaded games before the end of the year. People, it's like everyone is driving the competition, you know, towards this angle, but, you know, it's just one of those things where it's like, I called it, but I can't even be happy because it's just like, these niggas, of course.
What I love about it is people were like, well, no, Xbox or Sony is not going to do this. It's like, yeah, they will. They both are going to do this shit. Right. We know they're both going to do this shit. So when people were like, well, the PlayStation 4 doesn't do this yet, or the Xbox One, you know, I'm like, you know, they're both going to end up doing that, right?
Yep.
Maybe not right now, but they're both going to end up doing that shit. You know that. At the end of the day, The difference between the PS4 and the Xbox One is going to be the exclusive game library. That's going to be it.
Yep.
And we've been saying this since day one on this show, that the only difference between those two is what games you're going to play. Some of you guys are going to get both because you got to want to play both games. Although the other one, everybody else is going to be like, okay, I get more of these exclusive games, or I'm more comfortable with this, and that's what I want. You know, all my friends are Xbox Live, so I'm going with the Xbox. Like, that is going to be your choice at the end of the day. There's not going to be any real difference between
these two. And the cam girls want Xbox One.
Oh, word? Is that where they at? Because I feel like this could be a huge selling point. I feel like we need to get the word out.
A lot of, like, the cam girls that I know that are into gaming, they're like, well, which one can I monetize more easily? And it's the Xbox One with the Skype interface.
See, that might be the move right there, fellas. People with PlayStation 4 might have fucked up.
Yep.
I go with traditionally, I go where the porn and the boobs are.
But that's where the money is.
And e-hoeing is going to the Xbox One.
E-hoeing?
What the hell is that?
Electronic hoeing, Karen.
Oh.
When I'm on my digital stroll, I plan to go to the Xbox One.
You're
talking about a new app. I was like, there's an app called e-hoeing? I ain't know nothing about that.
The i-hoe.
Yes, I be a hoe.
You know what's funny is I had people literally retweet the link to the article when I was like, Xbox dropping Xbox Live for requirement for Hulu, Netflix, and blah blah blah. They were retweeting me and then going, hey man, what's your gamer tag so we could play Titanfall? I was like, you know that if you drop, okay,
if you don't have gold,
we can't be friends. Like,
yeah, this is the opposite of what you want to do.
You
remember?
Just got a pointless friends list.
Dude, I was seeing people go, well, it's about time. It's like, you don't know anybody who's really going to do this. You yourself are not going to do this. Like, you know what I'm tired of with these gamer wars, these game console wars? I'm tired of gamers acting like they're fucking industry analysts. Motherfucker, yeah. You are not making the sales pitch for Sony or Xbox. Who gives a shit? Are you going to do this? No? Then shut the fuck up.
Right.
It's a zero-sum game for you. Like, I was talking to somebody about this the other day, and they were like, well, no, it's a good move, because they need to do this. I'm like, so you're going to drop gold? Oh, I'm not going to drop gold. Then what the fuck does it matter to you?
Right.
Well, because, you know, there's people out there, who gives a fuck, hate to say this, who gives a fuck about the starving kids in fucking Africa with this shit?
I don't care. You know when I think about the children? When I'm listening to a Michael Jackson song about the children. That's it. Like, I don't care. I'll listen. When he's talking about the man in the mirror or do you know where your children are, I'll be like, you know what, man, we need to do more for these children. As soon as it's off, I'll be like, man, back to Xbox. That's it.
Because here's a crazy thing. It's like, while I appreciate people's bitching getting at this stuff sooner than later, because, I mean, let's be honest, all this stuff was going to come anyway.
Right.
I'm still mad at these same people for the reason why I got to put my disc into my system. Right. So I don't even give these people the benefit of this, because I'm still mad that this shit got changed anyway because of bitching.
Yeah.
You know?
It's that's what I
kind of agree with the physical. Like, I'm not particularly in love with the idea of paying for the license just because of how easily it could be revoked. And if I pay $60 for a title at launch, I want to have it so I could play it wherever, whenever, on my own terms.
But has there ever been a case of someone paying for a digital title and then them taking your digital title that you bought, like, you know?
On e-readers, there are people who would buy books. Mm-hmm. You'd have your notes in it, and then, you know, that title got recalled for whatever reason. You'd plug in your e-reader, and it would be gone. Amazon was kind of notorious for that.
Okay, because I want to see it on video game scale, because I've never heard of it with a video game. Like, I remember Xbox Live lost the rights for, like, a Street Fighter game, but that if you had already downloaded it, it was still yours. Like, they couldn't not let you play the game.
Because it's on your console.
Right. It's yours, but, it'd be like, it was just like if you would have bought the disc. So I don't know, man. I need to see this play out before I feel any trepidation about it, because I like the idea.
I'm down to two physical discs right now.
Me too.
On my Xbox.
Me too.
You know? And
nigga, them might go back.
I have.
Go ahead, Najayla.
I'm old school. I still have a big pile of discs.
Yeah.
I don't download as many titles, even though I got the Star Wars Xbox, so I have the expanded hard drive. Mm-hmm. And then I'm always like, oh, I don't know if I should download that. I want to save my space. I still have like 300 gigs left on this thing.
You're just a hoarder. So. That's all. You're just a hoarder. Dude. You're trying like this got something to do with video games and it don't. You a hoarder.
I'm lazy. Changing that disc is a waste of time.
Here's a question I want to ask.
Times where I'm like, oh, I want to play this game, and I look across the room and I'm like, oh, it's over there, and I just play whatever's in the machine.
Here's the question I want to ask, Najayla. Do you still have an e-reader?
I do not.
So do you only buy physical books?
Well, I usually see them on my phone or I just read them online. Yeah. But for comic books, I always get the physical book.
Yeah, because I just think that, you know, physical books are, you know, more burdensome than just buying. Like, I bought my first electronic book last week. I bought 3 cents. Like, fuck that. That's easy. Like, oh, download this shit. Yep. Thanks. Then I go to Barnes & Noble.
I believe in e-readers. I do like them, especially because I freelance and I put people's books into e-reader files. Hire me. But I don't think it's a bad thing. I just think for me, because if I don't get it used, like, I kind of think of like, oh, that's $60. I want to make sure I get that. Because there's not like they're making games cheaper when we download them. Mm-hmm. You still have to pay.
The thing is, they could be cheaper when you download them if people weren't complaining. Yeah. Like, they stood in the way of progress, and we've actually seen it work. Like, that's what got me tripping so bad was, like, if people would let go of the physical disc shit, games would be $30 right now. Like, it wouldn't even... We will be able to get launch title. Shit, we got Rise, a launch title, for $30 2 months ago as long as you bought it digitally. That's crazy. You know what I mean?
Isn't it going to be in July?
Say what, Chris?
Isn't it going to be free in July?
Yeah, in July. In July.
Later this year?
In July. In June or July, I think. That and Forza are going to be free. But
that's fucking insane.
That's insane. People, this is how entitled we are as customs consumers now. That is unthinkable. And you know who would never do that? Nintendo.
oh no, Nintendo shit gonna be $75 till they die. Mario gonna be full price until he stops jumping.
Right. Like you get a Nintendo 5 years later and they be like, yeah, that Mario $60, dog. Yeah. The whole 60, yeah. But it's 6 years old. Yeah.
They don't care. When I used to work at GameStop, and I remember I was trying to wait for, like, Princess Peach, the new Super Mario Brothers. This is a long time ago when I worked there. Those things never, like, the price never dropped.
Because they don't sell. They don't sell enough units.
Well, they don't care. It's not even about units, Karen. They just, like, this is our brand.
Okay.
We ain't making a ton of games. And actually, at this point in the cycle, you typically don't have sales because there's not enough games to create a competition to lower the prices. Mm-mm. Because no games come out typically in the first year or two of a system. We're already getting sales because we're just that fucking entitled. People are like, I demand a fucking sale. It's going to happen. And you know what? They made it happen.
Imagine how mad GameStop's going to be when Forza and Rise go on sale. I mean, go free on gold.
Listen, Chris.
Less than a year and a half.
There is no price GameStop can sell me a physical disc at now.
Me either.
Right.
There's no price.
I don't take my black ass in there.
I'm talking 1 cent. I would laugh at them in the face and be like, why would I do that? I have to carry that to my console.
Yes. So
I actually might go to GameStop in July and stand outside to anybody who's going to go buy Forza and Rise and be like, you know, you get that free on
Yeah, I might do that, dog.
I have a sign outside the store.
That's a good vine. I might do that.
It'd be like when people protest Westboro Baptist Church. It'd be like that. Standing outside.
Yo, Chris, you know what? You know what I just realized, Chris? We don't have to do that. You know who's going to do that? Those nerdy ass GameStop employees. They can't help themselves. They can't help themselves.
They're running people
out. If you try to buy a physical copy, they will stop you and go, you know you can get this free on Xbox Live right now, right?
Because that's just how nerdy and geeky they are.
They can't help. I told you, they talked me out of buying headphones one time. I was getting gaming headphones and dude was like, why are you getting these here? And I was like, man, I just need some gaming headphones, you know. He was like, nah, man, first of all, these are terrible. Second of all, you need to go get some Turtle Beaches and you need to go to, you can go to Target. They're on sale. I was looking around like, where's your manager? He's like, I'm the manager. I was like, all right, man. Well, shit.
Nice.
I'm happy that GameStop talked me out of the Beats headphones. Cause I was like, oh, these are cute. They have to be good. They're so expensive. They're like, that's trash. Don't buy that.
They will talk you out of a set. I've never seen. There's no other store like that.
Mm-mm.
You go in Nike outlet and be like, I want some Nikes. They'll be like, you sure you can't fit a size 10? They don't give a fuck. The guys at GameStop be like, don't buy that, nigga.
We're concerned about your gaming experience. And we want you to have the best one.
Chris, what'd you say?
Hey, Rod, I just saw somebody in the chat room ask about disk space and download speed.
Disk-based download speed. What?
That is something I do. I'm concerned about because before I didn't have the best internet. I had Comcast. I had like the cheapest of the cheap. I mean, now I have a kind of okay. Oh. I have an up down of 50/25, but that's like a base minimum if you want to have a great gaming experience. So I also want to play a game as soon as I want it. So whole, I have to wait to download it and just have my Xbox on for a half an hour before I can play a damn game. That gets to me.
Okay. Let me go ahead and break that down. Cause this is the reason that this don't matter that much. Since they're making us have to download every title to our hard drive, no matter what, the days of buying a title and just playing it are over. PlayStation 4 and Xbox One make you physically download your disc to the hard drive before you can even play it. So I guess it's just one of those things of the new gen.
It's not an option either way it goes. We're either with the physical disc or the download.
I wish it was, but it's not. You know what I mean? Like that would be the only reason I would get a physical copy, and that is done on Xbox One is the last time you could do that. So. All right,
Preloading will take care of the download speed. So once they go full digital, we'll get the preloading, which they're working on this year too. Anyway, and again, the preloading thing, because I think it even happened with Sony, it's more of a, the retailers are giving them shit about that.
Right.
Because they, yeah. retailers know, retailers see the writing on the wall. That's why when you go into somewhere like GameStop or Best Buy or something like that, their prices are starting to match what's on Xbox Live and on Sony, because they see the writing on the wall that once that shit happens, they are unneeded.
Well, you saw don't need them anymore. GameStop, I didn't cover this last show, they're switching their focus to secondhand electronics.
Yep.
Like iPads, e-readers, that kind of shit. Because they know that the next evolution is downloading games and pre-downloading games. People gonna rather do that than go stand in line at midnight in the ghetto, because that's what the GameStops be in Charlotte, and risk taking
and
a bullet.
I will never ever do that midnight game opening again.
Yep.
Just never.
All eyes, I can't speak for every place, but I know all eyes is in, the ones that do midnight openings be in the hood.
Worst places ever. You be like, I ain't get shot, fuck that.
Right. Be a story on the news the next day.
Maybe they'll follow you home.
Titanfall released DLC, but they also added an update. And shout out to my man Aaron Rand Freeman. This is one of his biggest complaints. But now you can do this. Players can give their loadouts custom names.
Awesome.
Gamers can also set two specific loadouts. The last match summary now shows the scoreboard.
What's the loadout?
Weapons, all that shit. Custom private matches now have a list of new options that players can adjust. The stats page now shows players how well they performed on each level and in different modes. The campaign now shows a trophy next to each level you won. This is why I love the new age in digital gaming, because you just download some shit to fix whatever you were mad about. Are you mad about that? We'll get to you next month. Don't even worry about it.
I was a holdout. I was actually upset about, like when I got The Sims 3, I was mad because they shipped me a broken game. And I felt like I shouldn't have to connect to the internet to play a game that I pre-ordered a year ago. But now I kind of feel like I get more for my money because you have the constant updates and the constant tweaks. So at least, you know, I'm going to get a better gaming experience if what I get out of the box isn't up to snuff.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I agree with people who are like, well, now some developers are going to ship games that aren't really finished. And you're right. Some developers are going to do that. But the other part is, my entire life, game developers have shipped games that weren't finished. This is the first time they've actually been able to fix it. Back in the past, you just had a broke-ass game. You just sitting there looking at Superman on your N64 like, is this really, why is he stuck in the concrete? So, yeah, it's totally different now. A month later, your game is fixed. So, I'm okay with it.
Hey Rod, I think we talked about it last time when Sterling was on, but did you get that update with the sound mixer for Xbox One?
Yep, got it.
And that shit is it's just amazing.
You can change the volume.
Being able to snap and control what the volume is now. That's all I just need them to fix where the TV is now when you snap the TV, and I'm good.
Oh, and they tell you to give them feedback, and they have a forum, and they let you suggest new shit, and I go there. So, I like it.
And before we move on, something that's real funny when y'all was talking about the GameStop, Walmart is the worst, because Walmart is like, we're getting into physical disc. Why, Walmart? You would no longer need this. Why? So only people who don't want the physical copies can go there, and why would you go to Walmart when you can do it on your console?
Wait, I think you may have messed up your point. I don't understand what you mean. They're getting into physical disc?
Yeah, no, not physical disc, what you call trade-ins.
Oh, okay, yeah, they're doing, everybody's trying to do trade-ins now, but it's too late, it's over.
That's what I thought, so
That shit about to be so over when these digital games come around. Oh my God, anyway, Daredevil is, the look on what?
I said the look on GameStop's face when I went in there, and I told them that I was trading a game, but I wanted them to give me a Microsoft card. you can get another game. I was like, no, I'm good. I don't need that. I just want to put the money on the Microsoft card so I can go ahead and get the shit digitally.
Yep. A month into having my Xbox One, I had about 9 physical games, And I took every last one of those motherfuckers in and turned it in for an Xbox Live card.
Yeah, and I think...
And then I bought my digital games. Fuck that.
Yeah, and I think even for one of the games that we upgraded, dude was like, hey, do you know you can get that since you upgraded? We was like, we can? We get the digital version? He was like, you sure can.
Mm-hmm. Daredevil's being planned as a Netflix series that's essentially a 13-hour movie.
Oh.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm in.
I'm with it.
The Netflix Marvel series, watch this. They will get better reviews than the Netflix series on ABC. I mean, the Marvel series on ABC. It will get better reviews than S.H.I.E.L.D. It's going to get better reviews than Agent Carter.
I think they have to please less of a diverse audience.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yep. Like, my friends who, like, don't care a rat's ass about comic books, now they watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Mm-hmm. Because it had a lead in of whatever ridiculous show they like. So now they're watching it. But if it's on Netflix, you're there because you want to be there. It's the same people who are watching all the old episodes of Justice League and Teen Titan, and they know what they're in for.
That's an excellent point. I didn't even think about that, but you're right. You have to willingly click that link. So that means you definitely want to see it. The second part of that is, when you watch something on Netflix, and I think it's forgive me or whatever, guys, but it's one of the reasons Netflix series are pretty much all overrated. There's no TV commercials, and there's no hour wait or week wait between shows.
That's why I pay an extra fucking dollar, $2, or $5, or whatever they call a goddamn month, because I don't have commercials.
Right. So I think what happens is it gives you a better feeling. So people are going to love Daredevil, because there won't be any commercials, and you won't have to wait a week, and there won't be any breaks for holidays. And it's going to be one big 13-hour movie. People are going to fucking love this. I can't wait to get it.
Right. And the thing about it is, no, they don't have to worry about trying to get another season. If it comes, but they've already paid for those season. Four individual shows and the Defenders movie. So as far as they're concerned, we're done. If they come back with another season of Daredevil, it's okay. But there's no pressure on them at all.
And they can't be like, they can't be canceled. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they can't go, oh, ratings were bad, so only 4 episodes of Daredevil are going to be on Netflix. Like, nope. It's going to be all 13 episodes. Watch at your leisure. Now, the catch 22 of this is, it's kind of good news, kind of bad news. Agent Carter got picked up by ABC. So I was actually looking forward to seeing that on Netflix, honestly. But it's going to be used to fill in the gaps for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which is good because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s breaks were actually the hardest part. To me, the most painful part of the show was the breaks.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, good look, Agent Carter.
I don't know if you got this one, but Agent Carter's going to be 8 episodes.
8 episodes, yep. Yep.
It's going to fill that 2-hour, that 2-month gap in between when Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. goes on break. And I'm going to tell you, that's still my favorite Marvel one-shot. I think it's going to be great. I think Hayley Atwell is the perfect person for them to do this, and I'm looking forward to that show. I can't fucking wait for it.
I'm really going to enjoy a female protagonist, and you know, my highest of high hopes will be if they find a way to take Agent Peggy Carter and her story and relate it to what's going on in S.H.I.E.L.D. That would be like Ollie on.
Well, I think that's the whole point. I thought it was going to be like how Hydra got into S.H.I.E.L.D. and the backstory of that.
Well, I'm talking more. I'm talking synergetically. Like, we get to a stopping point in the S.H.I.E.L.D. story, and then and they have these questions and mysteries like to solve, and we get some of the answers through Peggy Carter. Like those 4 episodes, like that would be real dope. It's some next level writing it would take, you know, but that would be so fucking cool. Almost like Buffy and Angel, how they at one point they had it where they were running at the same time, and it would be like, oh, these 3 episodes of Angel actually have a backstory to the next 2 episodes of Buffy. Like, that would be kind of dope. I don't know if they're gonna do it, but anyway, dropping the Kinect can lead to Xbox One performance boost and run at 1080p. These niggas are obsessed with this 1080p, dog.
I don't care.
I can't tell the difference.
Me either.
I mean, I
is
guess.
Is it pretty or not? That's all I need to know.
I guess good. I mean, if I don't know, but yeah, all right.
I kind of feel like if you're going to play on a console, you already know the trade-off. So if you want it to look like crazy and immaculate, just go play it on your PC and join the master race and just leave us like console underlings to ourselves.
Become a Cylon. But yeah, they say 1080p. Microsoft is not giving anybody free shit for buying an Xbox One as an early adopter. Why would anyone think you would get something free for this?
Because them niggas cheap. Then you just go over the point that the people that's going to buy this is like, hey, give me the hookup. Nigga, you paying, you know what this $100
is?
Less.
You know what this is? This is every kid with a bad parent that you see in public. Where they're like, mommy, can I have Transformers? Like, we don't have money for Transformers. Mom, can I have GoBot? We don't have money for GoBot. Mom, can I have G.I. Joe? God damn it, Timmy, just put the G.I. Joe in the basket. Like that, like at this point, people are just asking because they might do it. You know what I mean? Like, can we get some free shit? Why? But you said you enjoy it. You use it 80% of the time and we've had 1 billion commands. I just want some free shit, dog. I mean, come on, I bought it. Like, damn.
People are entitled these days, man. They're so fucking entitled these days.
Pressed ass niggas, man.
Like, what free shit did you get from Xbox 360 when you were early adopter? Right.
Nothing.
From any console. Ever. No one has ever just given you free
shit.
No,
when I got a Nintendo 64, I got it pretty early, and you got a memory thing.
A memory thing?
Like a memory stick. You know how to do to expand your memory.
Oh, like now you ain't buy a bundle. They just gave away free memory sticks.
Well, it was a bundle, so maybe the price of the bundle handled the memory stick.
Yeah, you ain't getting no free shit. Them niggas ain't giving us no free shit, man. They don't love us. It's a business. It's like crack.
It's like crack.
The first hit is free, but not really. But yeah, I don't know, man. When I bought my Dreamcast, I remember they were like, and we'll give you a bonus memory thing. I was like, word? Yeah, as long as you buy two controllers, another memory stick. I was like, nigga, y'all ain't slick. Let me just have it then. Can I just have a free part? Nope. Anyway.
I hated the fact that they had that, like the Dreamcast memory thing that was its own little like MIDI Tamagotchi little thing, because I only used it for the one game. I only used it for Sonic Adventures, and I never used the damn thing again, but I went and paid extra for it.
Me too. I used it for NFL 2K because you could see your plays on it. Here's the problem with it. The battery life on that shit was so short. If you played the Tamagotchi thing, you would kill your battery immediately.
Yeah.
Anyway, I miss my Dreamcast. Them niggas ripped me off, and I still was like, I love y'all, though. I just want to go to work.
I still want
to
beat the Sword of the Berserk game that I got, and now I can't find another copy of it.
Oh, yeah, I beat that. I beat that game. I actually want to beat Shimmyu, but I didn't want to keep having to go to work.
I couldn't with that.
Shimmyu might be the least fun game, like, least fun game ever, because it's like, all right, man, before you get to this badass kung fu action, you got to go put in a shift at the factory.
At the loading dock.
Yeah, you got to go put in 8 hours with the tread, with the, what do you call it, the lift. You got to put 8 hours on the lift, and then you can go ahead and get to work. I mean, get to fighting people. All right, last three stories. AMC Network, the TV channel, the earnings have risen as Walking Dead boost ad revenue. So everybody that shits on The Walking Dead, you keep tuning in to shit on The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Just
not
saying.
I have given up.
You okay? That's what you say now.
No, I really have. I haven't watched any of the newest season. I only watched half the last season.
I believe you. But
the rest of them people.
But the numbers don't lie.
People are watching.
Niggas is watching the hate. But yeah, that's my show anyway. Call of Duty Advanced Warfare details emerge, and there's a bunch of them. Here's the problem. I don't care because it's Call of Duty.
I think a lot of people have tapped that rat.
We got Titanfall. I don't know who fuck about no Call of Duty now. Are we wall running in Call of Duty now? We got Titans in Call of Duty? The answer is no. Nigga, I don't give a
Chris, you know what I'm done with? The ground.
Not the ground.
I'm over the ground.
On the ground? Isn't one of the new Titanfall maps in like the jungle in some fucking trees? Nigga, you Connor from Assassin's Creed with some motherfucking Titans. Nigga, I don't give a fuck about Call of Duty.
Do your pistol auto-target or no? No? Oh, well, I'm good then. I'm good. If I can't lock on with my pistol from across the room and go around the corner and kill your ass, then I don't really care. And another thing, this might be good. For a laugh, Lionsgate is going to develop a Power Rangers movie.
I thought Power Rangers was still on. Is it off?
It is.
That they have to reboot it?
No, it is. It's like a brand, because like I said, I watch too much fucking kids TV. It is. It's a brand new version of it. They've revamped it like 100 times already, but they do have like new seasons, new episodes of a brand new version of it.
Well, you know it's going to be better. It's going to be better than Godzilla. I'm calling that shit now. It's gonna be more entertaining and fun. All right.
I might agree with you on that one, yeah.
Yep, because they gonna be silly. It'll actually be the Godzilla movie I wanted to see. Where they like, you know, we're about to review.
Yeah,
but
just wait. Yeah,
the Mothra twins would have showed up, man. I would have smiled so hard. Them little Asian girls who came out in white dresses singing, I would have been like,
I wish. All my wishes that the sequel to the new Godzilla has the Mothra twins in it.
You know what? That's the only way.
I don't care how pissed off everybody would be. I want the Mothra twins.
That is the only way I would give them my money. The only way they get my money a second time is if the fucking next trailer just stars with them two girls singing that song and zooms out with that to a big ass moth over them. I'll be like, they did it. That's it. That's it. That's the list. All right. We got questions. Let's answer these shits. Mr. Span says, how much do you think Microsoft's decision to stop bundling Kinect with future Xbox Ones will stifle chances we'll see games outside of dance and fitness games that more people would be into? We'll see games outside of dance and fitness games and more. I don't know. Cause even at dance and fitness, people was like, we don't know what we're going to do now. We need to think about this. So we might not see anything that uses the Kinect as a controller, the way that people were thinking. But to be quite honest, I wasn't using my Kinect for that anyway.
Mm-mm. I was using it to turn my shit on.
I love the dance and fitness stuff, mm-hmm. which is, I think, why you have the Kinect.
Yep.
I think that's the best way to adapt it. Mm-hmm. So I don't think they should be that concerned, because there's a huge market of people. I know people who only have an Xbox because of the Kinect and because they do the Zumba. Mm-hmm. And that is all they do. They have like 25 of them things, and that is what they do all day. So I think they're good.
And a ton of
I don't really see it.
A ton of casual gamers love the Kinect, so I'm not even going to diss it on some like, oh, you just want to dance to your games? Hey, man, mm-hmm. if I was trying to sell units, I would have kept the Kinect just for that reason, because that's why a lot of people like it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But
if you look at the numbers, 80% of people use it. So I don't think it affects anything as far as developers are concerned. Because if I'm a developer, I go to Microsoft, well, what are you doing now? They go, look, 80% of our people use the Kinect. Mm-hmm. Make the games for the Kinect.
Yep, so fuck you if you don't have the Kinect. Sorry.
And let's be honest, guys. it's basically crack. They are going to make you buy a Kinect. They're just gonna make you be like, this is inconvenient as fuck to have to use my controller, or, you know, get up and move and do this.
And touch the controller. Why, nigga? I can sit on my chair and say, Xbox, turn motherfucking on.
I gotta make it log me in every time I turn it on. You know, if I want to use different people apps, like, I gotta go do that. Like, instead of saying, Xbox, show my stuff.
I'm lazy. No, thank you.
not only that, but it's just like I said, because they bundled it and made it required to do it, they forced the market's hand, and now almost the majority of people that have an Xbox One have a Kinect now.
Right.
So they now, because before what it was is the Kinect was an add-on in the 360, so a lot of people didn't go out there and buy extra for it. By now starting the market and loading the market now, where 80% of people now have it, now they can't afford to say, hey, if you really don't want it, now you can go out and buy one that doesn't have it, but 80% of the people have it, so
you got a base
for this.
You already got the base. Do you think Microsoft hired Superman to fly around the planet in reverse? That was good, P-Funk. Speaking of downloading games, with net neutrality, coming down the pike, and a lot of the ISPs looking to cap your data usage. How much longer can we really expect going straight digital copy to be viable? Are ISPs looking to cap our data usage? Or are they looking to cap
Well, I think
like Netflix and some of the big, the people who like use Netflix the data. Because like that's the thing. People have been very confused about what net neutrality will and won't affect. And that's because in a lot of cases, it's actually still being fleshed out. But I'm not so worried about the home guy, me, being fucked in that way. I'm more like we're gonna be fucked in the, well, Netflix is gonna go up, so I'm gonna be paying extra for Netflix to give me my Netflix, because of net neutrality, where because they have to pay more for Comcast, so Comcast won't slow down their feed. Najayla, you gonna say something? Sorry. Did we lose Najayla?
Oh, I'm here. I would pretty much say the same thing. Like, I think when you talk about net neutrality, I think Microsoft is going to have to absorb that new cost. If the ISPs say, hey, you it's X amount for your services to run at this speed. So I think then that is going to be trickled down to consumers. So it's really how much we're going to pay. I don't think it's going to be like, oh, well, we can't do it. We're still going to have the capability. We're just going to pay for it.
Yeah, we've already, because I know with my provider, I already pay for a certain speed and certain limits now. So, like, you know, this isn't new. They could arbitrarily cap your shit today if they wanted. They could be like, yeah, we changed our design, and from now on, you're only going to be able to get X amount of data per month, like your cell phone, if they wanted
technically, there are providers who already do that.
Right. So that's not because of net neutrality.
I think Turner does it, where they throttle your internet if you use too much.
They do. They do. We had it. They do.
And not only that, let's be honest here. Yeah. Oh, sorry. But let's be honest here. We're downloading games. You're downloading, what, maybe one a month?
Yeah, you're not downloading 10 games a month.
Yeah, I think you probably end up, like, the reason why Netflix and stuff is so bad is because people are using it so much daily versus you downloading one game one time a month. Yeah, we'll be fine. We'll be fine. Like, I don't think that it's a problem, but I don't think it affects digital downloading of games and things like that.
Yeah, Span was saying that Comcast is already proposing a limit on some people, but like I said, they can do that with or without the net neutrality shit. They really ain't got nothing to do with it. Have y'all ever read the Preacher comic, and have you heard the AMC series being planned? I have read it, and I didn't know AMC series being planned. Can't wait to watch it, and I can't wait to see nerds get mad because it's not going to be exactly like the comic books.
Mm-hmm. They're going to change the ending. I don't think there's any way they would let that ending fly. Mm-hmm. We live in a society where the Doom movie couldn't take place in hell. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be greatly different. But, you know, I'll give it a try.
I can't wait to see you be mad. About Shenmue, I missed the bus going to work. I had to walk and was like, I'm done. Yep, Shenmue. Shenmue had, it was way too much like life.
Like real life.
That was the problem. It was like, you get that shit, and it's not like Grand Theft Auto where you can just go get out the car. That shit is like, you need to earn, get a job so you can buy a car, get a nice,
Sims?
Get on a nice monthly payment plan. You're like, what is this shit? You showed me Kung Fu in the trailer.
I remember I tried to call that girl, and I like missed it, called by like a minute, and she wouldn't pick up her phone. I was so mad.
I just be like,
the chicken white sweater.
Mm-hmm. It's too much. It's too much, dog. You be sitting up there like, man, you be in real life like, man, I'm just stressed because I gotta do my work and Shimu and, you know, this girl, she tripping and shit. Like, it's like you all right, man? Is this a game or is this like real life? Do y'all think Walter is evil? I'm thinking he might be. Walter who?
I think they mean Walter White.
If you're talking about Walter White, then yes. I don't even think that's a question. Ashley, if you want to explain in the chat. Oh, he's gone. So I don't know what this is in reference to, but thank you for writing into the Nerd Off. All right, man. This has been the Nerd Off. Make sure you guys go check out Najayla over at Twip. Oh, and Arrow.
I don't think he is.
He was acting evil as shit this last season. I know that. I don't know why he thinks Moore should be the mayor after clearly fallen out of love with her and all that. But anyway, we'll see. I wouldn't be surprised if something evil happens with him next season if he's in it. All right. So make sure you check out Najayla over at Twib. After Twib After Dark, We Nerd Hard. She's on there all the time. We remember that Buffy. She's on there. I'm on there. We have jokes. We watch Buffy. Make sure you follow her on Twitter. It's at Blazing Bitch with a Y, right?
Yes.
Make sure you follow her on Twitter, man. Very funny, Twitter follower. And, also, you know, always talking about different issues, bringing them to light, that you guys might learn about. You might learn a thing or two following Najayla, guys.
Yeah. Or you can see my boobs.
Or you might see her. You might see her boobs. There's a chance to see her boobs, guys. And, if you've been in the chat today, you probably, you know, I'm just saying, it's like advertising. And I don't know if there's going to be like Godzilla and they're only going to show up for the last 15 minutes, but just, you know, take a chance. Make sure you check out Chris, movietrailerreviews.net. And of course the Insanity Check podcast, on Twitter at Insanity Report. Thank you, Chris and Najayla for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yep. Chris.
I might have to go do some work, so I can probably only do one. So you want to just do the
Godzilla? Yeah, we'll just do one. Let me finish this. All right, man, we out. Peace.